Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for the love that you have for us. Jesus, I just ask right now that you minister to our hearts. Thank you for releasing your healing power into our souls and our bodies. And we're simply choosing to receive right now. Just show us what that looks like. Holy Spirit, just come and minister to us. Comfort our hearts. Teach us what we need to learn today. And Abba, reveal your heart. We want to know our purpose in life. So give us specific direction of what that looks like. Because our ears are wide open. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us? My joy is here. You know why? Because in my presence is fullness of joy. And since I am here, my joy is here as well. And so is my peace. I speak shalom over you, my shalom peace. Peace be still. Be still and know that I am God. Now just rest in my presence as I reveal my plans to you. I'm in no rush. I'm taking my time on purpose. I want to give you clarity. Is that what you want? Then ask me for it. Do you want more direction? Ask for that too. Where are you really going to get clarity and direction from? Only me. Why is that? I'm the all-knowing God. And I know your purpose in life. You've gotten clues, impressions, inclinations of why I created you. But this is a time right now in this moment for me to show you what that looks like. And will you do me a favor and believe me when I show it to you? Thank you. My vision for you is much greater than you've ever seen or have ever imagined. So open up and receive much more than you've ever experienced in your life. More abundance of love, my love that I have for you. I'm your daddy. And now you're receiving daddy's love just for you. My purpose has to do with my love. Once you receive it from me, you know what you do next? You love yourself. Why is that? How can you love one another if you're not able to love yourself? Since I love you, you can love yourself. Since you can love yourself, you can love one another. Isn't that what forgiveness is about? Love? Did you know you're going to receive healing because you're choosing to forgive? Let's start with forgiving yourself, shall we? I'm going to reveal things to you right now of what you need to forgive yourself of. And when you do, you get to experience healing. But only you can do this for yourself. So ask me what it is that I want you to forgive yourself of. Go ahead. And I'll show you how to forgive yourself. You just need to ask. So ask away. You don't have to hold these things against you anymore. I'm not. Why should you? Allow me to lift that burden from you, and it's going to come through forgiveness. And once you forgive, you get to experience a healing. You do want a healing, don't you? And this is one of the best decisions you can make in your life, is to forgive yourself. For when you forgive yourself, then you can forgive others. And you can have healthier relationships, loving relationships, supportive relationships. Is that what you want? You've been blaming yourself for too long. Condemnation isn't for me. Nor is guilt, nor shame. It's from the enemy, and you know that. You don't have to buy that. You can return that to sender. Do it right now. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Here's the good news. You get to forgive yourself. You don't have to, but you get to. And you want to. And I'm revealing to you how to do this. And there's going to be so much healing right now taking place. You won't hold a grudge against yourself. No more regrets. Ask me what that life looks like. a life of no regrets. Remember, the blood of Jesus has covered all your mistakes, sin, iniquities, transgressions. And His blood forgave all the past, present, and future mistakes and wrongs. The good news is you're washed. You're clean. You're pure. You're holy as I am holy. You're perfect as I am perfect. And that's how I want you to see yourself from now on.